This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Ma.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Tuesday. It's dark now, but by the end of this break, Vinny, it'll be light out. I promise. You can go surfing at that point. Sun will come up.
It's after 7. I'm looking forward to the time change. Bring it on.
No stress, no worries.
I like it. I like the other time better.
You know, the nicest thing I think about the winter time thing is that my tomb that I sleep in at night, I don't have to pull all the light blocking curtains and put the towel under the door because it's already dark when I go to bed at 6:30. It's like that is nice. One less step to getting in bed. Holidays at Disneyland. Let's do it. I know Disney people.
You know, really, just this weekend, one of my daughters came up to me with something you'd made. What do you call that? A mandala?
Oh, yeah.
You dotted like a little.
Is it a rock?
It might have been a candle.
Oh.
Or a little. I didn't look inside.
It's a candle, okay. Yeah. It's Christmas last year, I think.
Okay, one of them was going, I think it was Edie was going, yeah, Auntie Sarah made this for us. And I was just having this flash as you were talking about your tomb and your how protective you are. If they had seen the monster.
Oh, yeah.
They might have a completely different idea of who Auntie Sarah is. Right now, you're just this creative and, you know,
yes, I'm person so who makes right things. That they never see, so I'm so happy to see them because I never see them. You know, I will say in my defense, like all the kids that grew up with my kids all know Sarah hates kids. And, but I'm really good friends with all of them now. Like,
Jesse
and Alex. Yeah. I mean, they would come over and I would feed them burritos and wraps, as we call them at my house.
Don't do that.
And they, you know, they hung and they just knew they had to go by my rules in the house. And once everybody gets with the rules, I mean, it's no big deal. And now they're grownups, you know, they're in their mid-20s and we have a good time together.
That's
all
good.
All live in Manhattan now.
And they all survived your mommy dearest moments.
Oh, my God. You're so dramatic.
No wire.
No
hangers.
Yeah, it was not like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I wouldn't know.
I'll tell you something. I would not have been a good babysitter, though, for sure.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, Disney.
It's
that
time.
That reminds me. This hour's code word is mansion. M-A-S-N, no, M-A-N-S-I-O-N. Take it back. Let me start this over. This hour's code word is mansion, as in the haunted mansion.
Right.
M-A-N-S-I-O-N. Take the word mansion, M-A-N-S-I-O-N, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That's it. You're in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. This is what you want. 4 3-day, one park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is mansion. Okay, I'm gonna start with the. It's really sad news. Really, Liam Payne stuff. Get you all caught up on this. All the overnight developments. I'm finally starting to see suicides, which is, you know, even if he accidentally fell off this balcony or out of the window, as one story reported it. I mean, you just get to a point where you're all drugged up and you walked out onto a balcony.
It sounds, this is just what I put together based on the multiple stories you've said over time, and maybe I've got it wrong, but it sounds like he was with his girlfriend and appeared to be okay. She left and he was in total chaos and crisis. From that point until he was found on the ground outside his hotel room. Like all the drugs, all the different random women that had been in the room, like he just went.
Well, she's gone now. The police have left. I'm going to go crazy.
Right.
I was wondering too about, you know, he's a 31-year-old rock star, and she's a, I guess she's a fairly famous model. Kate something or other. I don't, Kate Myers, maybe. I had it the other day, but I don't have it in front of me. And I thought, you know, it wouldn't be so out of the realm of reality with things that happen in the world that these two love to party together, and she had to leave for whatever thing, and he just continued the party. But it is true. She might have been the thing that kept him kind of on the straight and narrow. And then when she left, he went, all right, well, you know, we've jailbroken this vacation.
I don't know. I do think certainly people want someone who will green light their behavior. Others want someone who won't.
Right.
Like, this is the only thing keeping me from going off the deep end is that this person isn't that.
Right.
So it's hard to say.
Kate Cassidy was her name. And as a former addict and alcoholic, yeah, the minute like there's no parental supervision around, it's mm-hmm. bender time. 100%.
I don't know how they get the turnaround. So if doesn't it feel like toxicology takes forever in the States? Like they go, okay, well, you know, we think he died of this. We're going to wait for the tox reports to get back. And then, you know, you've forgotten that the person even died by the time that comes back. They've already got it here.
Okay.
Pink cocaine is a mixture of drugs that generally does not include cocaine. This is what they say he had in his system when he died. It's a mixture of drugs that generally includes meth, ketamine, and Molly, which is ecstasy, right?
Basically.
I don't know. And it was one of several drugs found in his system. This is Liam Payne of One Direction. He was in Argentina. One of several drugs found in his system when he died. Police also found an improvised aluminum pipe in his hotel room. If you've seen any photos from the...
So you're talking about tinfoil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and honestly, it doesn't even look like he made it into a pipe. It actually looked like he just had stuff in there, was heating it up from below. It just looks like scorched tinfoil. It's even if you're like, I have never seen drugs, you'd look at that and go, well, something's not right here. There's just dust and white dust all over that table. It's just, I don't know who got in there and started just snapping pictures and then selling them to TMZ, but damn, they have fingers everywhere, those TMZ guys.
Could have been some of the girls he was hanging with in moments there.
Yeah. They do say that those girls departed before all this went down. Like, they were interviewed. They say he was alone when the final thing happened. So they don't believe it's foul play. At least I haven't seen that. And yesterday was the first time I saw, like, direct, one guy was like, this was a suicide. Local cops are investigating a hotel employee who they say, we think this guy is the one who gave him the drugs. And that is what people do. You go to a hotel in a foreign land and you start just, you know, nudging around asking, hey, I like to party. What do you know? In Jamaica, they just hit you up at the airport. Hey, are you welcome? Well, you want to buy some? Look at what I got.
Junkies nowhere to go.
Mm. Liam's autopsy isn't complete yet. His body is still in Argentina. On a related and just as morbid note, his death is good for business, both solo and with One Direction. Before his death, Liam had about 4.7 million monthly listeners on Spotify. And now it's almost double. It's 8 million. One Direction used to have 42.4 million monthly listeners. Mm-hmm. And now they're up to 50 million. So I guess it's good for his estate. His sister found out that he died from the news.
Mm.
It's so awful. Liam Payne's sister is... Her name is Nicola. She's older than him. This is, you know, it's only been a couple of days. This is maybe a week ago. When was this? Last weekend? It was last weekend. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Anyway, Nicola Payne wrote a public letter to her late brother. October 16th, this happened. So not quite a week ago, I guess. I don't know. I'm bad at math today. So he fell to his death from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires.
The 16th is a week. Tomorrow it'll be a week.
Okay. She said she got like a news alert. She got a news notification. I have posted about Liam and his achievements over the years with a proud sister alert. And That has stood then, now, and always. When I saw the news pop up on my phone that you had left us, I went cold. It's a letter to him. I wanted so much for this to be untrue. I've spent days hoping it was a mistake. Somebody got it wrong. You were truly too good for this earth. You're an angel who just lived for making people smile and happy. And goes on. I mean, it's just so, it goes on to talk about the family and how he led his life. It's just terrible. What an awful, awful way to find out that somebody in your family passed. And it's not, you know, and that's why they notify next of kin when something happens, because that is who should know, for they shouldn't hear it that way. But when you're a giant star.
Well, and also out of the country too.
Yeah, that's true. Ugh, awful. That hotel employee who might have supplied the drugs. I guess the cops in Argentina are digging into this. And by the way, that story yesterday where the word window and not balcony was in it, that's the only place I saw it. So I'm back on TMZ now, and they're talking about it's a balcony.
Okay.
In fact, I think that was one of the things that the hotel manager was saying, like, I'm worried about this guy. There's a balcony. And you made the point that most of the time windows don't open in hotels. I mean, I don't know in Argentina, but.
Right.
And I'm looking now, I'm on TMZ. So I'm looking at all the pictures of all the drugs and all the paraphernalia and all the busted up TVs and all that stuff.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that looks like it's in the bottom of a sink. And then this is.
Oh yeah.
Although that looks like a pen wrapped in tinfoil. That could be. And then the TV is smashed. It's just, you know, the room's tore up. Anyway, rest in peace to him. How about something fun? Let's do something fun.
Yeah.
In November, I think November is when the People's Sexiest Man Alive issue comes out. And yeah, it is hot. That's for sure. So the current reigning sexiest man alive, you want to take a guess? Who's the current? He was announced last November. He's had a whole year to enjoy his crown.
Chris.
It's no, but that is an excellent guess, because there are the three. There's the Chris Hemsworth, the Chris Evans.
There's more than three.
What are Pratt, the other ones? Chris Pratt. No, I think those are the three. Who else? What other Chris?
Okay, wait a minute. Hemsworth, Pratt. Who's the
Evans?
Evans. And then who's the one from Star Trek?
Pine. Four.
I think that's them.
Oh, that's,
I think
those are the four Chris's.
Anyway, it's not them.
No,
oh,
but
okay.
That was an excellent guess.
All right.
That was really well done. Because currently it is not a Chris, but the year before it was a Chris. The year before that, not a Chris. The year before that, a Chris.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if there's any other Chris's on this list. No, that's it. Looks like for the last few years. So the sexiest men alive, surprising early jobs. I thought as I read through this, I'm like, okay, well, first of all, they just took the most interesting job that they had. There's some weird stuff on here, but everybody had to start somewhere. I mean, who among us didn't have a job in high school? And
the current reigning champ is Gosling.
No, not actually. I don't know if Gosling's
has to have won.
I'm
it.
With you. I think so, but I don't see him on this list. Can you look and see? Maybe he won it years and years ago, like whenever
he has to. Doesn't he have to be on there?
I feel like he does.
All right.
Like, he was so hot in The Notebook. Has he ever been it? Has he ever been People's Sexiest Man Alive?
No, he's on a list of dudes who should have won it. But
Oh, yeah, I have 15 years of it.
Oh, okay.
I believe if I have it in the correct
order. Those would have been his hot years. I mean, so I'm shocked. Okay, but go on.
So the reigning sexiest man alive currently is Patrick Dempsey.
McDreamy?
Dr. McDreamy. And he is cute. I mean, I've always thought he's attractive, but I don't really. I mean, this just goes to show you what a good PR team can do for you.
I like the guy fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But Gosling hasn't been it after.
And Patrick Dempsey has.
After doing, like, he had a hot year. He was.
He did.
Adam? Not Adam. Who was he? Ken.
Yes.
Adam
actually,
and Eve,
that is
Ken
true.
And Barbie.
Yeah, Ken and Barbie. Sure, the
anyway,
beginning of a big thing.
He was Ken, and then he went on to do The Fall Guy. Like,
right.
Who's had a hotter year?
Right. I agree.
And they
picked
Dempsey, huh?
Maybe he gets it this year. They're about to announce a new one.
Okay.
So last November, 2023, Patrick Dempsey gets it, and his reign is coming to an end. So, but this is really, it's a story about just sort of silly, surprising early jobs of the sexiest men alive. So Patrick Dempsey, early in his life, was a juggler, unicyclist, puppeteer, and clown. And there are a few clowns on this list.
Hmm.
Chris Evans, one of the first Chris on the list, he was a board game model. His face was on the box of the game Mystery Date. So I looked this up, and sure enough, he plays a boy named Tyler, who's like leaning back. He's on the phone. There's like photos of these like dream dates you can get on something from the early 90s called a Mystery Date.
Okay.
Which is, you know, if you've got one of those, maybe that's a fun thing to hold on to. Paul Rudd was a ham glazer at the Holiday Ham Company. I don't know what's funnier, that Paul Rudd was the sexiest man alive or that he was a ham glazer at the Honey Ham Company. Yikes. There is something hot about him, though, I will say. I find Paul...
About Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. He's not like a Brad Pitt, you know, where he's just like oozing sexuality, but there's something so attractive about him.
Okay.
He's charming. He's funny.
Mm. I guess. He also doesn't age. Like... He's another one of these guys in Hollywood that's pushing 60 and just looks amazing. Just quietly looking amazing.
Maybe he's getting work done and we just are.
Yeah. I think a lot more guys than we think get it. I mean, even Maddie gets Botox, for God's sake.
It's also the HGH. Like everyone in Hollywood takes HGH.
What are you talking about?
Human
really?
Growth.
I know what it is, but I really? Yeah. I thought that was like a thing for like. Nope. Weightlifters. And
No. It helps your skin. It actually, like...
Can women take it too?
I don't know.
I bet they can.
I would bet they can too.
I'm sure they can, but it really helps your skin and your hair will grow back darker.
Oh.
You know, you mentioned Brad Pitt, and there's a guy who's been... Just there's no other way to describe it other than a heartthrob since he was 20.
Yeah.
Like, yes. What was that first
Thelma
movie?
Thelma and Louise.
So,
where it was like, oh, who's that beautiful boy?
Yeah, here's a dude who, while I don't think he's had surgery, I don't think of him as a surgery guy, he probably has. How could he not have?
He probably he goes and gets
no
a touch-up.
There's no way he wants to let that title go and just have people going, ugh.
And
ooh,
the,
what
the
happened
thing,
to
too,
you?
Is some of these people, you know, the longtime stars, they're doing it right because they're coming up. Like I was looking at that Anne Hathaway movie recently and she's, I don't know what she is, maybe pushing 50. I really don't know, but she's playing a 40-year-old in this most recent thing. And I looked at her and thought she has had the best work done because she's getting it done periodically in little, just like sort of a little here, a little there. Sandra Bullock is kind of the same way, a little here. As this stuff became available, they were going for it. Because I think that in the past, it didn't feel like there were all these things that you could do to maintain. It was, you waited till you got to a certain age and then you got it all yanked back and it was like so obvious that you'd had a huge facelift. So now people are just nipping and tucking. But I'm watching this show, The Traitors, and I can't believe how overboard people are going with the blown up lips.
The fillers.
And the fillers and the just the stuff, you know, that makes them all look like the same person.
It's just one of those things where I'm sure you go into it with the best of intentions, and then you get what you get. Like, you can go and get a tattoo and you can pick a good artist and but in the end, if they did the color wrong or the thing different, then you get what you get.
Yep.
Like, you're not going to be,
you got to live with that.
I didn't want you to use orange there. Sorry, Holmes. That's orange.
Too late now.
Right. And so the lip filler thing, I think, is very similar. You've got your money, you go in, you want to compete and keep up, and often
I just don't understand the
it's
whole
overdone.
Oh my God. You can't believe there's this one chick, she's a real housewife, and she is beautiful. Like, I find her attractive. She's on the second season of Traitors, and she's, her name's Phaedra, and she just looks like her hair is clearly a wig, and her lips have been blown up. Not only her lips... just blown up like Jessica Rabbit style. They're so shiny and she's clearly done like a lip line. It's like there's so much attention paid there. And then the hugest false eyelashes you've ever seen with like these, you know, Jane wears that really thick silver eyeshadow sometimes.
Yes.
It's like that, like a really thick matte line. But she wears bright green and she does it like under her eyes. And it's just this whole look is, I mean, she's not unattractive, but it is just so cartoonish. I don't know.
By the way, Anne Hathaway's 41.
Oh, is she only 41?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks great.
She does look great.
She's still really young. Maybe she hasn't anything
well,
done.
I'm just you know like, what oh, I think of is that's one of those interviews where I don't want to say I don't care about her. She's fine. But she came through with the Princess Diaries and Gary Marshall was with her.
Yeah.
And Gary Marshall, of course, he's the guy who did the TV shows I grew up with and loved.
A lot of them,
so
yeah.
There she's this little starlet and she's here for an interview and I'm drooling over Gary Marshall in the corner. Oh my God, that's the guy.
I would too.
Yeah, he was, I mean, I was, Happy Days.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, well, his sister was the star of it.
Right.
Penny Marshall is his sister. She was Laverne. Okay, back to this thing. So I think we got snagged on the third one. Paul Rudd was a ham glazer.
Oh yeah,
Number four is Chris Hemsworth, who I also adore. I think he's great. He was 4 years ago, I guess he was the sexiest man alive. He, one of his first jobs, these are surprising early jobs of the sexiest men alive. He was a guy who cleaned and repaired breast pumps at a pharmacy that rented them out.
Oh, cool.
Ugh. Maybe he would be like, come on back. We're going to get a fitting. We got to get a fitting going.
Ew.
Here. Why are you?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's breast milk and probably it's all cottage cheesy and sour and gross.
Just dump it in some boiling water and let that thing.
Just sterilize it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Easy.
It's fine. Matthew McConaughey worked at a golf course raking sand traps and hunting armadillos. Idris Elba was a nightclub bouncer, a tire fitter, a DJ, and a pot dealer. He claims he sold pot to Dave Chappelle one time.
No surprise there.
That guy was always looking for someone to buy pot from. John Legend was, get this, he graduated magna cum laude from the University of Pennsylvania at the age of 20.
Wow.
As a management consultant. That's what John Legend was doing while he was trying to get his musical career together, I guess. To me, I'm like, that guy didn't go to like a Juilliard or some, you know, school for the arts. Seems like that guy. Hugh Jackman was a clown. Coco, the children's party clown. I know you hate clowns. Denzel Washington was a garbage man. We started a movie with him. Channing Tatum was a stripper. I think we all know this by now, don't we? I mean, yes, he stripped and Magic Mike is his story. Pierce Brosnan was a fire eater. Does that mean he was in a circus?
Yeah.
Right? Or a carnival?
Or a sideshow.
Yeah.
They used to have a lot of there was a period of time where like at concerts, there was always fire eaters and stuff like that strolling around.
Jim Rose Circus was big for a minute.
Yeah.
But sometimes people hire performers for their big Hollywood parties and stuff. Like, you know, Hooman. He would have people doing Cirque du Soleil stuff around as you walked into his party or whatever. I'm not sure why, but he did.
I always wonder what happened to the Jim Rose Circus. Remember how they came through and one of the guys eats glass and the other one was a puzzle, but they weren't even trying to do the puzzle pieces. They just were going to blue him.
Yeah.
And he's a blue guy. By now, he's got to be completely blue.
Right.
If he's...
It was neat. He was bald and it was, you know, his whole body was like interlocking jigsaw puzzle pieces.
But then they just made him all blue. Right.
So weird.
Why the puzzle pieces if you're just going to be blue? Anyway, I think about them from time to time.
Well, I think about the guy who could pick things up with his...
Chaunch.
I really did feel like that...
doesn't work anymore?
Long term, that's going to be problematic.
Yeah, that thing doesn't work. There's no way.
I agree. That just seems like something you do in your youth and you curse yourself for in your old age. Tom Cruise was one of these guys. He was a paperboy, lawnmower, and other odd jobs. Sean Connery was a coffin polisher, a milkman, and a lifeguard. Johnny Depp was a telemarketer. And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, were both in construction. All right, that's it for that. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, what do they call this stuff? I can't find the name of it.
Well, I am intrigued.
No. Sorry. This lady's been busted. She fed her boyfriend who just inherited $30 million. Antifreeze.
Oh, no.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at
97.3. Dance the night. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. It's right around the corner. Tickets are on sale now at RadioAlice.com, so start there. But they're going fast, so don't miss out. And all this week at 8.05 in the morning, less than half an hour from now, and again at 9.05, we'll give you some keywords that'll get you entered to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland. Stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it's sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
That sounds
Enjoy
fun.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Sweet. Hey, Jax.
Yeah, hi, Jax. So the sun is out here in downtown San Francisco. I do see clouds, but I also see a bright blue sky there as well. Mostly sunny today. Mid-70s is your high. It's going to be spectacular.
It's going to be incredible.
Election day is 2 weeks away. 2 weeks, everyone.
Hurry up and decide who you're voting for, everyone.
I need to play a game.
Oh, a game?
If I could.
Sure. It's time to play a game.
It's time to play a game, Sarah.
I'm ready.
Today is National Nut Day.
Oh, National Nut Day. I love these nuts.
Well, you just like got those? It right. I was going to say, the question is, what are your favorite nuts?
These nuts.
These.
Actually, they should be Doe's nuts.
Doe's?
These nuts. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well.
So I'm glad I'm well. Thank you.
You got it right before I even got to it.
Excited about it.
D's was the only acceptable answer. But then I realized Doe's would have been fine too. Doe's nuts also.
Yeah. Although D's, I guess, sounds like a brand name. So it's, you know, I thought it was going to be like actual questionnaire. And maybe we could have a game today about nuts. All right. Fantastic.
Done.
Great.
Woman sentenced to 25 years for poisoning boyfriend, wrongly thinking he'd inherited $30 million. So this story I've mentioned to you guys before, this has been in the news, but now she's been sentenced. A North Dakota woman got 25 years for poisoning her boyfriend after mistakenly believing he'd inherited $30 million and planned to break up with her.
Oh, so she was trying to...
She believed... Now, this is where, you know, stupid, dumb... I mean, it goes so far beyond being stupid and dumb and because she's a murderer.
Yes.
She killed a guy.
Yep.
But Ina Thea Knoyer, 48, by
Ina
the way.
Ina Thea Knoyer?
48. She looks every minute of that and more.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh,
was convicted for murder of Stephen Riley Jr., 51, who died last year from ethylene glycol poisoning antifreeze.
Oh, boy.
Stephanie Gonzalez, the sister of Stephen Riley, the dead guy.
Yeah.
said in the court hearing. She's lucky she got such a lenient sentence and that they don't serve up. What does it say? As so many other families of victims often feel, the punishment should fit the crime. Good thing they don't serve antifreeze in your iced tea in jail.
Because she's just that's making suggestions to the chef there.
It is what she deserves.
Yeah. Awful person.
She got 25 years after she pleaded guilty.
Oh.
They say with an additional 10 years of supervised probation. So she got a more lenient sentence, I guess.
That actually does sound lenient to me. She murdered this guy.
25
years is not nearly enough.
Especially because they never served the whole time.
I know.
So here she is at 48, you know, whatever the math is on that when she gets out. And then you take off,
almost. Like maybe she only serves until she's 65 years old. Well, she's like almost 50, so if she did the full 25, she'd be 75-ish. 73, I guess, when she came out.
Officials say this lady poisoned her. She thought he was her common-law husband. In North Dakota, they don't have common law.
Oh, how long? So they've been together 9 years?
They've been a while, but she thought, well, if he's dead and there's $30 million, I'm his common-law wife. I'll get that money.
Mm.
Turns out they don't have that law there.
Something to look into. Yeah. You know, if you're going to murder someone
before you kill the guy.
Right.
A simple internet search will help you out there.
It does seem like that would be pretty. Maybe they don't have that in North Dakota. You know,
the internet doesn't reach North Dakota.
I mean, it's so remote.
Hmm.
Or maybe Ina's just a dum-dum.
She poisoned him after she found an email that said he'd was going to inherit $30 million. It turns out it was just one of the many scams that you see going around.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Ryan Riley, the victim's 21-year-old son, said they'd fallen victim to an online scam. There was never any money. There was no money. This lady killed this guy she lived with for money that it was a scam.
How horrifying. She was a murderer the whole time. Like, I feel like when somebody murders someone, they've always been a murderer. They just haven't done any murders yet.
When meeting with an estate lawyer on September 3rd, 2023, Riley became ill. Paramedics arrived at his home the next day to find him unresponsive, and he was declared dead on September 5th.
But he was meeting with an estate lawyer?
Well, he thought he'd won $30 million.
They both believed that this was happening. Oh, wow. Was it some long-lost aunt or something?
Whatever the latest scam is.
Stupid scam.
She told police, I'm going to split the $30 million inheritance with his son, claiming her portion was due to the fact that she was his common-law wife. North Dakota does not recognize that relationship at all. There is no common-law wife in North Dakota.
But it still doesn't matter. She just murdered this guy, and that kid's not getting any money.
Neither of them are getting any money, and she's going to do 25 years. It does seem wrong, though. That's not enough time.
It seems like
you killed a guy because he was going to dump you and run off with his own $30 million.
Is that what he was saying? Like, I'm done with you?
I don't.
Or she thought he would.
I mean, maybe that's just what she assumed.
Hmm.
I mean, $30 million opens up the world to anybody.
It's right.
You might love North Dakota, or you might be like, I am the out of here. I have a friend who was, as a boy, I was like 5 on a swing set in the middle of winter. And I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
That's so funny.
You were 5? And he's like, yeah, 5. I knew I was not staying in the Midwest. Screw this crap. And he did leave. And I used to laugh because I think.
Which friend?
You know who it is. My old friend Todd.
Oh, Todd is from the Midwest. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I hear it's warm in Southern California.
He was out of there. He was like, I was 5 on the swing set in the middle of winter going, I got to get out of here. Mm. This is not for me. And I just thought, that is funny.
Mm.
Most 5-year-olds are really caught up in the fact that this is where I live and this is how it is.
This is just how it is. And it's because you're 5, snow is great. You get the day off from school. Your mom puts you in a big snowsuit. You go outside and play. It's good times.
So anyway, North Dakota guy might have been like, $30 million, I'm out of here.
Right. Bye.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, and you're not invited.
Or California or Florida or wherever.
You're not my common-law wife.
Anyway, she's got 25 years.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Doesn't seem like enough, but...
That's what she got.
Mm. And it's all from a scam email. Oh. Dude, yeah. Was 51. That means you'd already be gone. Imagine all the years you've had since 51.
Right. Those are, and frankly, you know, your 50s are your last good decade, is what I hear.
What? You better be wrong.
I hope I'm wrong.
Speaking of generations, because we just were.
Yeah.
One in four Gen Zs. One in four Gen Zs. That's your kids.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. I never know what
yeah, that's
anybody
your kids.
Is. Okay.
One in four Gen Zs have called in sick with back and neck pain in the past 12 months.
Oh. Is they it say, tech neck?
It's tech neck. They say boomers old people aren't calling in sick with neck and back pain, but these young 20-somethings are.
You ever sit in front of a computer for long enough that like your neck is almost frozen and you have to like crack it to get it to move again? I get
no.
that. It's not painful, but it like freezes up.
But I definitely know there's repetitive like positions you posture yourself in. I know there are people who would say, I'm getting... What do they call those? Skin tags from my neck being like this.
Oh, as in you're causing a crease and then little skin tags are growing?
Between that and the neck, you know, posture problems. They spend hours hunched over their computers and mobile phones, and now it seems young people are paying a painful price for their addiction to social media. I told you just the other day my thumbs were bugging me and it took me a minute to go, that's from Angry Birds? What in the...
That is so funny.
But it was what it was from. I have... Anyway, so I can imagine... it. And I don't play... I play for 5 minutes when I go to the bathroom. That's what I do.
Mm. It's enough.
Five. At the most, even.
I'll bet sometimes you play longer because you don't realize you sit there and then now your legs have fallen asleep and your thumbs hurt.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a very...
I got to get past this level with 3 stars.
I'm definitely not a person who sits at home on the Xbox and has food delivered.
Right.
I'm not that guy.
You know who you are. Those guys are out
most
there.
Most of you young people.
Mm.
You play video games, Maddie?
No, I just can't spend the time on them. And I'm not good at it. So I don't like to do things I'm not good at.
Well, if you had the time to spend on them, maybe you would get good at it. But yeah, I mean, I feel like grown people with jobs, they don't have that much time or they give up sleep time to do it.
You don't like to do things you're not good at.
Yeah, at this age. Yeah, no. Like, you just don't like starting.
If you're not
things.
Enjoying it, do you mean?
Like, yeah. And I don't enjoy things if I'm not able to compete.
That makes sense.
Well, we were talking about surfing the other day and I was saying to him, it's once you're older, like when I was a kid, when I was learning to surf, wiping out was just part of the fun.
Maybe,
I didn't care at all. I was
you're
like,
a kid, you have energy coming out your ears.
And there's no ego involved either. I was just like, I'm learning this. I'm going to figure this out, how to ride this thing and ride the ocean. That's my plan. And I can see as you're grown up, you're like, I'm cold. Seaweed just swatted me in the face.
I'm exhausted.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I've tried surfing. I started trying to surf in my late 40s and...
Nah.
Oh, unless really? I have a
just
big, giant,
no?
fat board and I'm on like, you know, like in Hawaii.
Yeah.
There I can do it, but nah.
A poll found Gen Z takes more days off work with bad backs than their grandparents do.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Gen Z. Pull off the devices.
I'm worried about us.
Well, yeah. Right.
Even our dogs are wimps now.
Right. Anxiety about going in the backyard. It's our backyard. Right. What are you talking about? Nah, I'll just wait here. Don't hold it. It's your backyard. Nah, I don't know. I like the looks of you right now. You might shut that door behind me.
Yeah, that's the plan. Go out, sniff around. Do what dogs do.
That's why we got a yard.
I don't know. Clip a leash on me and walk me around back there. I only feel confident when I'm connected to you. This whole loose thing, I don't understand it. I don't even like it that much in the house.
Anyway, young people calling in with back and neck pain. Yikes.
Yeah, I don't like to hear that. I really feel like there's some really scary bad things that were trending bad. It's like we're trending down. People are just like bringing parents to interviews with you and the hovercraft of the helicopter parenting and all the.
Well, that's, I mean, we know that's from the helicopter parenting that they're like, yeah, why wouldn't I bring my mom?
Isn't that what all old people say? Every generation of old people say the same thing.
Wouldn't you agree that, I mean, we're just getting worse and worse?
As your resident young person,
you know, I'll tell you what, I do say that about YouTube where my kids will be like, certain things about YouTube, like, isn't this great? No. Mm-hmm. And that's fine because I do remember like the music I listened to was punk rock. And my parents were like, that is noise. That's not music. Are you crazy? And I would be like, no, this is the best thing in the world. But music was also how you identified yourself at my age. You were either into metal or you were into punk were
in high school. You're part of a group of goths or whatever.
Because we didn't have all the, I don't know. So anyway, YouTube just, I look at it and I'm like, that's the height of entertainment, huh? Mm. That's what you're into.
And they all do it.
All right.
Your kids, my kids. John now has some really expensive YouTube thing because of football. I mean, it's crazy. It is taking over the world. Yeah, you got to buy your football games on YouTube now.
Oh, jeez.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see. 415 says, don't have time, Bob. Maybe don't watch every season of Downton Abbey and use that time for games.
Oh, that's important stuff.
Yeah, TV's important.
TV's really important.
It's prep.
It is. It's part of our job. I am 100% with you on the got to watch the trade tours.
I had to spend the whole weekend on it this weekend.
And the Downton Abbey. And don't take that away.
925 says, kids bringing their parents to job interviews is absolutely the parents' fault. Agreed.
Yes, we're saying that.
No, that a parent should absolutely be saying, I need you to go stand up straight, walk in that door, and handle your business.
You know what, though? Unfortunately, when a kid goes for their first interview, it's too late for you to say that stuff if you haven't been saying that stuff all along. If you haven't given them opportunities to experience independence and to accomplish things on their own without you holding their hands or sitting there with your hands jerking toward trying to, well, let me help you turn the thing. Like, just let kids be kids. I kind of blame the internet for a lot of this, because I think we live in a state of fear. Like, we see all this stuff that it's we're bombarded with it. It feels like the world's unsafe.
415 says, Vinny, the man worried about butt dust plays Angry Bird on his phone in the bathroom? That's curious. In my bathroom, not here.
Yeah, the only one that you will go
in. Yeah, there's a bathroom at home that I do that at. And
well, if you had to poop here, would you be playing Angry Birds?
No.
Just because you're just like, I need something
I would not, no.
Make me forget that I'm pooping, I guess.
No.
I not sure.
Oh, I forgot.
No.
Just not sure why people do it.
We all
do it. I mean, everybody wants to read something or, you know, look at their phone or whatever, but it is like, why are we doing that?
Yeah, I'm just...
And get out of there.
I just want to get out of there.
I don't mind. I like to relax a little. Play some Sudoku.
I get up at 3 to 3:15, depending, for the reason that I want to be able to go to the bathroom in peace without rushing.
At your house, with the door open and Alicia in the bed.
Don't.
Obviously.
Okay, I'm done here.
I feel like you're not.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to start with those Alice in Wonderland tickets. Plus, the Diddy news just gets worse.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.